And now on the Curiosity Corner page, we've got Curious Facts with Jennifer Welch, and it's called Eastern Vibes. Originally brought over through Eastern trading routes during the late 18th century, the gong's resonant dong offered a sense of grandiosity that the gentry found irresistible. By the 19th century, the instrument had become a staple of the English country state. It was often the only sound powerful enough to bounce off stone walls and echo through vast winding corridors to reach every guest. In more formal households, the evening's proceedings were governed by the gong. Staff would strike it once to signal time for dressing, and a second time to summon guests for dinner. Mechanically, it's a very simple instrument, a large, slightly curved, circular metal dish with a turned rim, which is suspended on a frame. When struck by a felt-headed mallet, the vibrations create a very distinctive, rich, and voluminous tone. The larger the gong, the deeper the sound. The dinner gong was often designed as a statement piece of furniture. Large versions featured tall, freestanding wooden frames on turned legs with a special mallet mount. Smaller tabletop versions were also set in polished brass or silver plate. Because they were primarily dining accessories, many antique examples incorporate hunting motifs, often decorated with carvings of horns and antlers. When my hearing starts to fail me, I will definitely be purchasing a gong for my humble dwelling.